And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience, our DDD, Devotional Diamond of the Day. This is a really good one. It applies to everybody, and we all need to engage with it. It's called the Jesus Journal. The Jesus Journal. Yep, that's what we're calling it. Also, we're going to look at Happy Together. Are we happy together or not? One of my favorites, which I haven't had a chance to do in a really long time, candy and nuts. Yeah, love that one. And then we'll close out this hour with today's Facebook post, Never Off.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn toward drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. And the more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. Then, after decades of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined K-Praise, and this radio program began. You are about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Hey, prevailing, I like that. Politics, entertainment, and current events. I haven't decided whether I'm talking about politics. Wait, I just said it. Okay, that's all we're talking about. Personal revelations, spiritual observations, my life's insanities, and oy vey, so much more. Hey, we're asking you, what do you think? You have an opinion? What's your thoughts? You can give us a call at 866-577-2473, 866-K-PRAISE. Remember, any topic is technically open for conversation because it's not professional radio, it's just radio. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family. The David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California.
It's the one and only David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. A couple things to let you know if you want to reach the show. David Spoon at KPRZ.com is the email. Now, for those that are unaware, Agent Squires is in the house as Tugboat Todd is out on the water for the next week or so. So, welcome, Agent Squires. Thanks for filling in, taking care of business. We appreciate it. All right, let's cover the important things. First and foremost, how fantastic are you people? You're super duper duper fantastic. Why? We're at over 90% of our goal. It's like, Dave, you're not supposed to tell them where we're at the goal. We're at 91% of our goal. We need $660 to be completely reaching our goal. That is 11. We got like a bunch of people over the weekend. There is 11 left. That's it. 11 kids that we want to take care of. If we get to that number, just to give you an idea, we're going to reach our goal of helping save the lives of over 200 kids. I want you to think about how many that is. Maybe you're in a church that's got 50 people and you see like it's like four times your church, right? Or maybe you're in one of the bigger churches and then the high school or the junior high's got a whole bunch of people. Just think of the number. We're going to have that opportunity. You, me, and everybody involved in this station, Scott Wilder and Save the Children, going to be able to save over 200 kids. What? It's fantastic. A one-time $60 gift. 11. As soon as we reach that goal, you'll hear me say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. You will not hear me say anything more about that unless somebody wants to kind of bring it up. But I do want to hit my goal. We're right there. We're going to get this done today and tomorrow. It'll be the last 2 days. It means that we've got over 90% of our goal done in 7 actual days. Because we started from this show on Wednesday. Want to get it done by tomorrow. It's a $60 one-time gift that will give therapeutic food to these kids who are in the severe acute malnutrition stage. That just means they can't process food the regular way. So if you get dehydrated, you have to go to the hospital and get a drip. You can't just shove a bunch of water down your throat. And that's how it is for these kids. They're so far out. It just breaks my heart. I saw my kids over the weekend. And it's like, I can't even picture. But so that we can help the best we can, I'm just going to encourage you, help put a life-saving food in the body of a child who can't do anything about it themselves. Basically, most of these kids are babies to 2 years of age. They can't process food. It's not good. 888-884-4836. 888-884-4836. You can also give at KPRZ.com. Just do it directly online. That works as well. We just so much appreciate everything you guys are doing. And if you can't give, God bless you, so that maybe next time we have an appeal, you can give. And if you don't want to give, don't worry about it. We've got people that are they're just putting it in, putting that bread upon the water, and it'll return. And we just appreciate that, and we just bless every one of you, whether you can give, can't give, want to give, don't want to give, don't care. It's for those that are interested. That's what this call is all about. Help us out in that partnership. Love it. Okay, let's get into our significant. I'm gonna really say something mean. Significant. What's bugging me? Brought to you by Ecola Termite. Ecola Termite and Pest Control. Powerful termite and pest control, as gentle as a butterfly. EcolaTermite.com. 800-332-BUGS. 800-332-BUGS. Wait, there it is. Wait. Got it the second time. Go away. Got it. All right. Here's what's bugging me. I mentioned this before, and I'm not going to go too deep into this, but I do want to make sure you understand. We have a boxer. I've told you about his name's Levi. Here's what's bugging me. Every time the dog drinks more than a bowl of water, my wonderful, lovely, most beautiful, best friend in the world, greatest love of human love of my life, my wife, thinks the dog is sick. So if the dog drinks more than a bowl of water, he is sick. And we're going to have to take him to the vet because he's only drinking X amount of water. And if he's drinking too much water, then she thinks there's something wrong with his kidneys or his process or whatever the case may be. So I did a little research and I found out that I am not the best pet owner. We've been giving our dog 6 to 8 cups of water a day. Sounds reasonable because that's what people drink. Here's what's bugging me. I'm a bad owner. I found out that boxers are supposed to have 12 cups of water a day. Oops. I'm 6.5 years behind. Oops. I feel bad. I also feel bad that my wife thinks every time the dog sneezes, he's got to have a heart transplant. I feel bad about that, too. All right, let's get into our DDD. We might go a little long on this. This one is kind of a classic. It's called the Jesus Journal. Now, let's make sure you understand what I'm going to say. This is super important for you as believers. If you're a believer, this really applies to you. Exodus 17:14 says this. Then the Lord said to Moses, write an account of this victory so that it will be remembered. Tell Joshua that I will completely destroy the Amalekites. The Lord said, watch this, write an account. You guys got a prayer journal? Uh-oh. You got a Jesus journal? Uh-oh. Guess what the Lord said to Moses? Write an account of the victory. Do you ever pray? Do you ever write it down? Here's the problem. When the Lord answers a prayer in your life and you know it's God, it's fantastic right up until you need the next prayer answered. And then you go, oh, okay, but what have you done for me lately? And that's what the benefit is of writing an account of the victories that the Lord has given. Now, I know it's difficult because it's so hard to get people to read their Bibles. That's like, you know, pulling teeth. And then imagine writing down the victories, but listen to why. Write an account of this victory, the Lord said to Moses, so that it will be remembered. So that it will be remembered. Here's what happens. I pray, just happened. My wife needed some insight at work. We were praying for wisdom. The Lord gave her wisdom. Gave her the wisdom, worked it out for her. If I told you all of it, you wouldn't believe it. I will tell you in about 2 months. It's miraculous. It's just absolutely bizarre, right? So then I'm praying for wisdom in work and things that I'm, you know, I'm trying to do. And guess what I did? Completely forgot that God answered my wife's prayer. Because it's not my prayer, it wasn't answered in the sense that it's not my life. And I need something to, you know, I need an answer in this. We forget the great things that the Lord does. And in order to remember those things and keep them fresh in our mind, we need to write an account. Write it down. You know, you have those Word docs. Most of you have a word processor. You have a little doc thing. You click it. You can just type it in. I prayed that the Lord would help me pay rent, and I was able to pay rent because of this. It doesn't have to be a journal in the sense of a long one. It could be a short journal. But brother or sister, you need a Jesus journal to remind you. I need one to remind me that the Lord brings victories. And instead of being afraid and forgetting, if I reread what he's done, kind of like reading the Bible and all the things he's done, it strengthens my faith. You get that? I'm hoping you get that, and I'm hoping you start that. Just start with one line. Start a Jesus journal. It's good for your health. Your spiritual health. All right, folks, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. You're going to take a short break, then we'll come back. Don't go anywhere. Is this you?
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Look out. Is this another real estate bubble? Hey, K-Praise friends, Sam Rasul here with Keller Williams Realty. The answer? I don't know. No one really knows. But here's what we do know. Home prices go up and home prices go down. We also know that right now home prices are way up. This could be a great time to cash in and get top dollar for your home. If you're considering selling and want to know what your home is really worth, call me now. There's no cost or obligation. I'll come out and give you a real home pricing evaluation. You don't have to hire me. Just give me a chance to earn your business. Or maybe you know someone considering a move. Send them my way. I'm a brother in Christ, and I always donate to ministry at closing on behalf of my K-Praise clients. Call me now at 858-780-1SAM, 858-780-1SAM, or just go to thinksam.com, thinksam.com.
So here's your option. Now that you got this cancer diagnosis, you can turn on God or you can turn to God.
Ernie Johnson on Focus on the Family Minute.
So I'm not going to turn on him and say, how could you let this happen? I was reading John 9, and I'm saying, okay, so here Jesus and the disciples, and here's this blind man on the side of the road. And all the disciples want to know is who sinned, this guy or his parents, that he's blind. And Jesus, you know, again, I'm going to paraphrase here, but the message was Jesus is saying, you're asking the wrong question, fellas. It's not why this happened. It's how my Father's going to use it for his glory. So I'm going to trust God, period. And I'm going to see how this can be used to glorify him.
Trusting God through your difficult circumstance will bring it closer to him, and you'll begin to see how he uses that for his glory. Hear more from Ernie at familyminute.org.
Where in the Bible does it say anything about retiring at 65? or any age. This is Jim Garlow. This sense of sitting back and becoming unproductive has been promoted in our society as an unstated entitlement due to a person or a life of hard work. But think again. When you just stop working and don't replace it with challenging activity, it's proven to be devastating to your health and mental well-being. Even trying to relate it to some kind of a foreshadowing of a heavenly retirement where you'll do nothing for eternity is all wrong. In 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 3, Paul reminds us our lives will be coupled with God's eternal purposes, including acts of judgment. Rest is good and necessary. The Lord rested from His work of creating the universe. But retirement from meaningful activity to the glory of God? That's not the plan. There's more at jimgarlow.com.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Having some good times, breaking out, living some life, breaking out, feeling some feeling, smiling and shaking, I'll be dancing and breaking out.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. This segment brought to you by our fantastic friend, Sam Rasool. Sam is the man. He's not just the man, he's the man. Let's talk about what Sammy does. I don't think he likes Sammy. We should probably take that one back. Sam will take 25% of his gross commission, whether you buy a house through him or sell a house through him, and give that to whatever church or ministry you would like. Sam will help you. If you list your house with him, he will give you up to $25,000 to fix up your house to help it sell faster, takes the money back out at the close of escrow, does not charge any interest. Sam will come to your house, sit down with you, go over the numbers, show you the comps, show you all the different elements, take into account your blood, sweat, and tears, your tender, loving care, and give you a fair price. And if you don't like the price or don't like Sam, you don't have to work with him. Nothing signed, nothing hurt, no harm, no foul. Sam is the kind of guy that is committed to making sure that it's successful and that everybody's happy with it. And he's doing great, and he's available for anybody to touch base with him. You can reach him at thinksam.com. thinksam.com. His number, 858-780-1-SAM. That's 858-780-1-SAM. And if it's not for you, maybe it's for your neighbor. Maybe it's for your Bible study friend. Maybe it's somebody at church. Maybe it's somebody at work. We say, send them to Sam. That's what we say. Send them to Sam. There's no copyright in that. I'm just chewing on my lip when I'm doing that. Okay. The last thing I do want to tell you for this particular run, don't forget Abounding Grace, not only at 1:30, which is just before our show, now they're on at 4 o'clock, right after the show. Chris Gordon doing it to it, making sure that he's bringing the word. Check him out if you haven't heard him. You're going to find out something. You're going to find out that you're more eclectic than you thought. What does that mean, Dave? Eclectic. That's not our big word of the day, but you can still look it up. Eclectic. Finally, don't forget the K-Praise app. It is free. It is for your smartphone. It is smarter than you, and it doesn't really matter. You go to the App Store, and you enter KPRZ, and then you in the search box. Then you just tap it to download. It's free. All good. Cool. Love it. Love it. Love it. Here we go. Our DDD devotional diamond today, number 2. You're thinking, where do you get all this energy? I take it right from Agent Squires. I just drain it from him. That's all I do. Here we go. Number 2, happy together. Happy together. What? You know, isn't there a song? Happy together. Of course there is. Exodus 18, 8 through 9. Moses told Jethro everything the Lord had done to the king and the people of Egypt in order to rescue the Israelites. He also told them about the hardships of the people that they had faced on the way and how the Lord had saved them. When Jethro heard all this, he was happy. Happy. He was happy. Here is the thing. You have heard us talk on this show and you have heard other ministers and other ministries talk on their shows, and you have heard pastors talk in your life about this sense of sharing, this sense of family that exists in the kingdom of God, it's not just with your local body, because the blood of Jesus Christ applies to more than just your church. The blood of Jesus Christ applies to more than just your denomination. The blood of Jesus Christ is available to all, and it is applied to those who acknowledge the testimony of God, surrender their hearts, and become a part of the family through the redeeming blood of Jesus Christ. And by the way, those same people have the Holy Spirit living inside of them, the same Holy Spirit that's in you, the same Holy Spirit that raised Jesus up from the dead. Okay, getting a little family-oriented here, Dave. Yep. And then Moses gets together with Jethro. If you're not sure who Jethro is, we're not talking about Jethro Bodine. We're not talking about the Beverly Hillbillies. We're talking about Moses' father-in-law, Zipporah's dad. And so Moses tells Jethro everything the Lord has done. And he talks to him about the Lord rescuing them from Egypt, and they were in hardships, and the Lord saved them. And, you know, he's telling them everything. What was Jethro's response? When Jethro heard all this, verse 9, Exodus 18, he was happy. When one of us rejoices, we should all be rejoicing. When one of us weeps, we should all be weeping. There is a continuity to our family existence. In your family, when your father is doing well, or your mother is doing well, your son is doing well, or your daughter is doing well, the family is blessed. Jethro was happy because God was doing things in Israel's lives, the Israelis' lives, and it made Jethro blessed. Let me ask you a question. When God does something in somebody else's life, are you happy? Yes or no? Because if you're not happy, it might indicate you're a little self-centered, a little selfish, a little, it's all about me and nobody else. Because one thing you should recognize is if God is working in people's lives, get this, he's working, which means he's not visiting Pluto, checking it out, and thinking about taking a lounge vacation there. So he's active. And if he's active, then he's active for you too. And anytime you hear that God is doing something, you should be blessed because you should recognize that you're a part of that. The key was that Jethro was happy that God was working for others and on others' behalves who had reverence and honor and respect for God. And we should walk no different. If the church will, and eventually it will be forced to, even by persecution, just to let you know, it will be forced to. But we should have denomination rejoicing with denomination, rejoicing with denomination whenever there is true victory in the kingdom of God. I'm not talking about those that despise the word of God and put it to the side. You know what I'm talking about. I'm not just talking about God working in evangelical, born-again, Bible-believing Christians, although that should be something that is just automatic. But I am talking about anything the Lord genuinely does. We should be happy about. And whatever he's going to do, by the way, won't contradict his word ever, as a matter of fact. All right, we're going to take a short break and then come back. Be happy when others are blessed. It's good for you to be that way. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Short break. We'll be back.
Every time you say you love me.
Stay tuned for more of the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.
The Father gave us the Spirit to make us like the Son.
Our daily bread.
Today's encouragement from the Our Daily Bread devotional was written by Leslie Cole. Leslie writes, "Isn't it endearing to see a child mimicking his parents? How often we've seen the young boy in the car seat, gripping his imaginary steering wheel intently while keeping a close eye on the driver to see what daddy does next. I remember doing the same thing when I was young. Nothing gave me greater pleasure than doing exactly what my dad did. And I'm sure he got an even bigger kick watching me copy his actions. I would like to think God felt the same way when he saw his dearest son doing exactly what the father did, reaching out to the lost, helping the needy, and healing the sick. Jesus said in John 5:19, the son can do nothing by himself. He can only do what he sees his father doing, because whatever the father does, the son also does." Leslie continues, "We too are called to do the same. As Ephesians 5:1 and 2 say, follow God's example, therefore, as dearly loved children, and walk in the way of love. As we continue growing to be more like Jesus, may we seek to love like the Father loves, forgive like He forgives, care like He cares, and live in ways that please Him. It's a delight to copy His actions in the power of the Spirit, knowing that our reward is the affectionate, tender smile of a loving Father. Sometimes we need a little extra motivation to help us spend time in God's Word each day. And now it couldn't be easier with email devotionals from Our Daily Bread. Sign up for the daily encouragement at getodbtoday.org. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.
I don't know if you ever bought your children an ant farm. Hello, I'm Chuck Swindoll. Remember the old ant farm? Clear plastic plates on each side of this sand-filled ant farm? Then you dropped in those little ants and you put a top on it. You watch those ants. And before long, it's like a cobweb of trails. In the same way God scrutinizes our paths, He's intimately acquainted with all my ways. He knows where I go, how I build, how I work, and when I rest. And the amazing thing is this, He wants to be a part of every aspect of my life.
Pastor and teacher Chuck Swindoll. Visit Insight for Living's website at insight.org.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Hey, quick reminder for those that do not know, churchdisappointment.com. If you've gone through a bad church experience and you're trying to get recovery, I highly encourage you to go to churchdisappointment.com or hisdisappointment.com. I've been rereading the book. Yeah, I helped my wife and I wrote it. I've been rereading it for the fifth time. And there's some good stuff in there. There's a lot that needs to be kind of changed, but there's some good stuff in there for people who have been hurt. So if you're one of those hurt, wounded Christians, you got to go to either churchdisappointment.com or hisappointment.com. It's worth it. It's $9.95 for a book. Totally worth it. Okay? We've made $100. We put in about $5,000. So we're not doing it to make money. Although there has been over 600 or 700 copies or something. So that's good. That's fine. All right. I'm okay with that. Here we go. A couple things to tell you announcement-wise. Good friend Dr. Robert Jeffress, he's on Monday through Fridays at 11 a.m. Don't forget about our school tuitions. If you are somebody who's attending or wanting to attend school for the first time and you don't see that on our list on the KPRZ.com site, send me an email, davidspoon@kprz.com, and I'll see what I can do. I'm working that out for two couples and I'm still working out the possibilities for four. So we're working on it. You know, it's a working on it. It's a never-ending kind of thing. Also, Experience Israel Tour, you got to get that done by the end of August. If you're going to go to Israel, that is where the word of God geographically comes to life so that you can see what you've been reading. So you talk about the Sea of Galilee, you can see it. Jerusalem and Bethlehem, you can see it. And then when you read it, you make the connections, and it's just that much richer, that much deeper. We encourage you to check that out at experienceisraeltour.com. Experienceisraeltour.com. All right, so far, Agent Squire's doing an excellent job, everybody, just to let you know. Everybody here and the staff, everybody tries to help each other out as much as possible. It wouldn't be the worst thing in the world to ask you guys to pray for us. We could use wisdom and patience and strength and understanding and love and grace and mercy like everybody else, okay? I will say that your prayers have really affected a big change here at KPRZ. They took out the demonic food machine and put in a new one. So we're very happy about that. Let's get into our demonic, because you would put the money in and the machine would go thank you and then go walk away. It's terrible. Let's go. Here we go. Candy and nuts. Candy and nuts. This is a really, really good thought provoker. John chapter 11, verses 17 through 21. When Jesus arrived, he found that Lazarus had already spent 4 days in the tomb. Now, Bethany was near Jerusalem, a little less than 2 miles away, and many of the Jews had come to Mary and to Martha to console them in the loss of their brother. When Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she went out to meet him, but Mary stayed at home. Martha said to Jesus, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died." We've taught on this text 30 times in 5 years, and I still come up with new stuff every time. First, we already know Jesus heard the news about Lazarus. He spent 4 days before he went and connected up with the family. It was a 4-day differential between Lazarus dying, not him just being sick, but dying, and then Jesus getting there. And we've mentioned this before. Why? Because in the tradition of the rabbis, after 3 days, there was no way a person could resurrect. Well, Lazarus was in the grave 4 days. All right? Number two, Bethany was near Jerusalem, a little less than 2 miles away. 1.7 miles, to be exact. For those that have done any walking on a treadmill, 1.7 miles doesn't even take 40 minutes. So Jesus is 40 minutes away if he's walking slow. I'll give it to you. 45 minutes away if he's kind of dragging his stick in the dirt and making little pictures. I'll even give it to you. 50 minutes if he sits down and takes off his shoe and takes out the sand. But 50 minutes away is pretty close, right? And the Bible says that many of the Jews were there helping console. Many of the Jews had come to Martha and Mary to console them in the loss of their brother. This tells you that this family is well known, and they're pretty well to do. We find that out later. But they're well known. The communities come out to support them. They've touched lives. That's fantastic. Here is the cool part. Ready? Okay. Are you ready? I want to make sure you're ready. Are you holding your breath? Okay, don't hold your breath. Here we go. Martha said to Jesus, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died." What did she say? She said, "If you'd have been here, my brother wouldn't have died." I had a gentleman named Phil Bellner who helped me plant the church in Flagstaff, Arizona. One of Phil's favorite sayings was, "If ifs and buts were candy and nuts, it'd be Christmas every day." If ifs and buts were candies and nuts, it'd be Christmas every day. Why? Because too many of us live in the ifs. Yeah, doesn't sound like great English. I don't care. Too many of us live our lives in the ifs. Lord, if you'd have been here, this would have happened. Lord, if you'd have done this, this would have happened. Lord, if you had answered my prayer at this time, then this would have taken place. Lord, if you'd only done it this way, then this thing would happen. My brother and I used to say this. This is back in the day we got saved, so it's 40 years ago. We would say, if only the Beatles were to get saved kind of attitude, then that would really change rock and roll. Right? As though we would know. Right? So she says to Jesus, if you'd have been here, he wouldn't have died. Well, she doesn't. First of all, she doesn't know that. Second of all, she thinks she knows the plan of God better than God. It's a good thing that Martha's the only person that does that. I feel so good. She's the only one in Scripture that I... Well, it's a good thing that they're pointing that out for Martha, so I don't have to think that I do that. Because I don't ever say, if you'd only done it this way. Oh, and by the way, this has all tenses involved. Past, present, and future. Many of us will look back and go, if God had only answered this. Some of us will look currently and say, if you do this here, I'll do this. And some look in the future and say, if you only give me the lottery. That's what we say. If you only give me the lottery, I'll be the best distributor of money ever. Just give me $100 million, Lord. I'll even just keep $10 million. Isn't that nice of you? Or you can just simply say, give me 10 million bucks, God. It'd be the same thing, right? So here's the bottom line. The bottom line is pretty straightforward. Too many of us, we live in the ifs. It's a bad place to live. It means that we think we know better than God. We think that God could have done a better job. We're the ones that are bitter. And we even do it to ourselves. If only I would have invested in Google when it was 10 cents a share when somebody said the word Google. If only. If you live in the ifs, guess what happens? You get burned a lot. You can't live in ifs in the past. You can't live in ifs in the present. And you can't live in ifs in the future. Not your own ifs. Here's what you say. Ready? I'm going to help you. I'm going to help me. I'm going to help me more than you. Here's what you say. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. That's what we say. Yes, Lord. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break, then come back for more. Don't go anywhere.
More local, national, and heavenly talk on the David Spoon Experience. AM 1210, KPRZ, the Christian station.
Billions of people are cut off from access to the gospel, living in hard-to-reach places. Sometimes extreme poverty causes isolation. Others live in hostile communities. Their family may kill them if they acknowledge faith in Christ. The most efficient way to reach these people is by supporting a pastor that knows their language, lives like them, is one of them, and ready to start a church. I'm Steve Wheeler, the director of Whitefields Ministry. Since 1953, Whitefields has been supporting national pastors in the most remote villages, proclaiming the gospel to all people.
This is David Spoon, and many of you are out there looking for an opportunity to advance the kingdom of God. Will your partnership by praying and donating to Whitefields Ministry can advance the cause of Christ by starting more churches in needy communities? Visit whitefields.org or call 760- 846-8610 and donate today.
John MacArthur with another edition of Portraits of Grace. Throughout the New Testament, we are commanded to pray at all times. Why is it so important? Because prayer is our spiritual lifeline to God. As a child, you may have been taught that you only needed to pray at mealtimes or bedtime or in church. Unfortunately, many adults still think that's true. Yet believers are always to be in communication with God, which helps us to see all of life from His perspective. Just as you would discuss your everyday experiences and feelings with a close friend who is in your presence, you should be always discussing them with God. God loves you and wants to share in everything that happens in your life. Be conscious of His presence today. Take advantage of the sweet communion He offers. This is John MacArthur, looking forward to bringing you more Portraits of Grace.
Everyone has heard this expression, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink. And yet, how many of us ignore that truth in our relationships with others? We use all manner of force to get others to do our bidding, and we usually fail. If they do comply, it's because they think they have to, not because they want to. May I suggest a different kind of force, one that is more gentle and will be entirely unseen by the other person? That is the force called prayer. The Apostle James wrote that the prayers of righteous people can accomplish much. This is David Jeremiah encouraging you to get on the road to new life. Discover how God answers prayer on Route 66.
Route 66, driving the word home. Log on to Route66Life.com. Start your journey home today.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.
In my heart, there are tears. So I come to you, my friend, and now I'm asking you again.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. I hope you guys like that bumper music in particular. Guess why? You want to take a shot? Why? Guess why? Guess why? That's the one I wrote. Gave that to my brother, and he recorded it. Of course, when I wrote it, it was like more like reggae. So he came and fixed it. That's all I can say to you. Okay, it wasn't like reggae, but let's just say there was no actual, you know, beat that was going on there. It was more like I played it for him on the guitar, and I sang it to him, and he looked at me, and he goes, "The words are nice." I thought that was as complimentary as he was going to get at that particular point. By the way, thank you for praying for my brother. He just finished a three-prison tour playing worship for the inmates, and now he's been invited to go on an additional six-prison tour, him and his band playing worship music plus personal music plus, you know, kind of some of the music that most people know in the Christian realm. So they're doing very, very well in ministry. That's a very good thing. All right, what we are going to do is remind you that you can go to kprz.com to pretty much check out events, see the different things that are going on. It is my understanding, and I'm not going to give too much away here, but it's my understanding that Salem has got some pretty big things up and coming, not the least of which is Salem Media Group and our sister station, 1170 The Answer, going to be doing some stuff from the White House. Ooh. You know, you know why they don't have me go, right? I mean, I'm just saying, because it's not my realm. It's a bad idea for me to go. I don't do good on multiple politics. I'm just not that good at it, because it makes my brain hurt. But over at the sister station, like Mike Gallagher and all those guys, doing fantastic, 1170 AM, The Answer. Check it out. You'll hear some cool things coming. Let's get into our Facebook post. This post is a little different. This comes from the perspective of everybody telling everybody what's right and what's wrong. And so I just decided, you know, there's a lot that goes on, if you have not noticed, in this realm called political correctness, the politically correct, which really should stand for you know, progressively corrupt. Because what happens is you can't pick somebody to be first when you're picking sides, like on a basketball team or baseball team. You can't pick anybody to be first. You can't pick anybody to be last. So pretty soon you just can't pick anybody. And the real answer is to do nothing, because nobody can get anything done. If you remember, we did a story, and it was a tongue-in-cheek story, where they were playing a soccer game in Canada. They were playing, but they didn't want to offend anybody, so they didn't use a soccer ball. They used an imaginary soccer ball to play soccer, because they didn't want anybody to get offended. Nothing like an imaginary life, is there? This title of this Facebook is called Never Off. Job chapter 34, verse 10. Therefore, listen to me, you men of understanding. It is impossible for God to do wrong and for the Almighty to act unjustly. So if you look at Job 34, 10, you find out a couple things right off the bat. Job saying, listen to me in the sense of it's in the divine position. This is not the other people. This is the Lord speaking to Job. My fault. This is the Lord speaking to Job saying, listen to me, man of understanding. It's impossible for God to do wrong. Listen to me, not to the world, not to our flesh, and not to Satan. Don't listen to the world. They're lying. Don't listen to your flesh. It's lying. Don't listen to Satan. He's the father of lies. God does not need to defend himself when God makes a decision. I'm writing in my master's paper on the Nephilim right now in Genesis 6, 1 through 4, right? God was getting ready to destroy the world. He finds Noah, finds favor with Noah. He has mercy. But God's judgment is just because man's position was so unjust, because man cannot seem to separate decision-making from sinfulness. God never needs to defend himself. Man pretends to be righteous, doesn't come close. And it's impossible for God to do wrong, but it seems like it's impossible for man to consistently do right. I've heard people say it 100 times, but biblically they're incorrect. They say, well, man is basically good with a little bit of evil. That is incorrect. The Bible is absolutely clear. Man is evil with moments of good, not the other way around. Everybody falls short of the glory of God. Everybody is a sinner. Only God does justly continually. Only God understands justice. You got people on the television and on the radio telling you what justice is. Man does not know what justice is. Hey, you know that lady that's represented in our law, Lady Justice? She has a blindfold. Is it so she's impartial? No, it's because she's blind. She can't see. Come on. Only God does it right every time. Earthly perceived injustices are not always true injustice. Well, that seems highly unjust. That's because that's what you think. That's because you had McDonald's and not In-N-Out. Your fault. I mean, I'm just saying, it's like people have all these reasons they come up with. You know, it's this kind of thing. Oh, the coffee was hot. The coffee was hot. That was your call. Yeah, can you believe it? The coffee was hot. No, I can't believe it. I can't believe the coffee was hot. But you know what? How we rectify it? Simple. We'll just give the person millions of dollars. Yeah, that seems just. How about the guy that killed an American soldier in Canada, and Canada just gave him millions of dollars? They made him a millionaire because he was wronged according to their justice. Okay, the guy killed one of our people. You see, human injustice is not true injustice. Humans' definitions of injustice is not true injustice. Only God has it all covered. And he doesn't need our help to tell him what's right and what's wrong. He's never off, okay? All right, folks, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break. You'll hear Marty. Then we'll be back for more. Don't go anywhere.
the one and only David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Here's the word on wealth, a retirement update from five-star wealth manager, certified financial planner Marty Schneider, the retirement professor.
Greetings, friends, and welcome to this edition of the Word on Wealth. Marty Schneider here, live and local. Well, among the many ongoing conversations that occur here in my office as I discuss retirement with our clientele is always the topic of Social Security. It's always somewhere in the mix. And finally, we got our most recent Social Security trustee statement. So the latest report painted a mildly better picture from Medicare. Last year, the trustee said that Medicare's trust fund for hospital insurance would be exhausted in 2028. Well, according to this report, it extends the life another year and it will run dry in 2029. So we picked up a year there. But the combined trust funds of Social Security, mostly inclusive of the monthly retirement check, is scheduled to run dry now in 2034. That's about 17 years. And so in the report that was released on Thursday, the trustees said that the combined funds, benefits payable to retirees, and all the Social Security reserves would be exhausted about the year 2034, again, roughly 17 years from now. So this is always a cause of ongoing discussion and concern. Now, the latest report, however, also indicates that if that were the worst-case scenario and if Congress did absolutely nothing over the next 17 years to address this issue, retirees would not see their benefits disappear in 2034. What they point out is the program would have enough ongoing tax revenue coming in from current workers to pay in roughly 75 to 80% of the benefits. So nobody would run dry. However, you would see a fairly substantial pay cut of around 25% of your benefits if, and that is a big if Congress did nothing to fix this issue over the next 17 years. So we do have some time to get this done. You know, and the problem is that the politicians have continued to kick this can down the street and pass it on to the next Congress, and then nothing gets done. It's not a popular issue because nobody wants to be seen as raising taxes or it's taking away retirement benefits. However, there's a couple of cures that could absolutely make this system work much better and last much longer. And of course, they are extending the age a little bit. The normal retirement age is advancing. They may change the FICA withholding and add a little to that. And they may change the way that benefits are taxed when you receive them. So the cures and the fixes of this system are there. It's just having Congress give it the attention that it requires and having the gumption to actually do something about this. Wouldn't that be nice if Congress actually did something? Well, however, it's just part of your retirement plan, and it's a part that needs to be addressed as relates to the whole picture. So if you'd like help with that, come on in for your free retirement consultation with me. I'll meet with you personally here in my Mission Valley office. We'll put together all the pieces of your puzzle absolutely free of charge right here in my Mission Valley office. Just call my office, 800-727-PLAN. Get on the calendar. You'd be stuck with me for the hour, 800-727-7526, or my website, theretirementprofessor.com. That's it, friends, for this edition of The Word on Wealth. As always, I appreciate your joining me. Hope you've learned a little something. If you have questions, call me, 800-727-7526. This is The Word on Wealth Financial Network, and I'm the retirement professor, Marty Schneider. I'll be back with you tomorrow, same time, same place, on these very same Salem Network stations.